Yeah. Then it hits me through the cloud of longing, what my brain was screaming over my libido. Wait, where's the pizza? Tank. Foxfire. Fucking ridiculous. The chick looks as crazy as her name. On paper, she's okay. Graphic designer, good client list, pays her bills on time. Lives in a respectable adobe brick house near the university. So far, so good. In person, she's a walking, talking freak show. Hair is dyed like a rainbow, something out of a cartoon. She's also tiny, a petite pixie in short shorts and strappy tank. I could pick her up and hold her in my hand. Oh, and she's stunning, even with the clown hair. This job's either going to be easy or a huge pain in my ass. Where's the pizza? She peers around me. Before she can protest, I push inside, noting the explosion of papers on every surface, beanbag chairs on the floor, a few dream catchers in the windows, and a lava lamp in the corner. The cartoon pixie lives in La La Land. What are you doing? She blinks at me, her starry eyes wide. Totally unafraid. A man twice her size just pushed into her house, and she's asking about pizza. Most women would be freaked. Not this one. Like I said, La La Land. I need to talk to you, I say. Okay, she adds in a hopeful tone. Did you leave the pizza in the car? No pizza. This is about Amber. Amber? Her head snaps back, and she sucks in a breath. Miss Hines, you better sit down. To my surprise, she drops onto the only decent seat in the place, a battered couch. She responded to my authority right away. If she was pack, I'd say she was a feisty but submissive wolf. Maybe this is going to be easy. Is something wrong? Is Amber in trouble? Not yet. Not if you cooperate. What? She whispers, the blood draining from her face. The scent of her fear fills the room, and my wolf raises his head. Because he fucking hates it. It's my turn to suck in a breath. My wolf never pays any attention to humans. Not even pretty females with freaky hair. I'm not here to hurt you. Now, why did I promise that? I'm supposed to be intimidating her. My job is to get in, see what this female knows, and get her under control. Keep my pack safe. Easy. But now my wolf is all in a tizzy that we might be scaring her. Which is ridiculous. Since when does he care about a human's feelings more than the safety of the pack? I'd like this to be quick and painless, but it's up to you. Amber talked to you this afternoon. I need to know what she said. She stares at me. This will go easier if you do as I say, I add. Immediately, her back stiffens. Did you just threaten me? Miss, did you hurt Amber? Where is she? She's on her feet now, voice rising to a shout. This 5-foot-nothing pixie acts like she's going to challenge me. And my wolf? He thinks she's even cuter when she's mad. You better not have touched her, buddy, Foxfire hisses. I told that moron Garrett, and I'm telling you, when it comes to Amber, back off. She is challenging me. She also called my alpha a moron. She either is crazy or suicidal. Miss Hines, I meant it. She pokes me in the stomach, and my dominant side surges. I catch her wrist and pull her forward, turning her at the last minute so she ends up tucked against me, back to my front, my body bent over hers and nose buried in her rainbow-colored hair. I catch the scent of her, strawberry shampoo, printer ink, a bit of hippie incense, and a wild smell that hovers out of reach, familiar, but not something I can place. She struggles, but she's trapped, a slender armful curved in all the right places. My dick takes this unfortunate moment to perk up. Let me tell you how this is going to go, sweetheart, I whisper in her ear. I'm going to ask the questions. You're going to give me answers. And if you're very, very good, you and your friend will be fine. Understand? Let me go. She rears up, stomping her feet on mine. Since mine are encased in biker boots and hers are bare, it probably hurts her more than it hurts me. I lift her off her feet and almost take a heel to my dick. I shift her to the side at the last moment and her foot bounces off my thigh. Help! Murder! Rape! Foxfire shrieks. I clamp my hand over her mouth and